What do puppies and the gospel have in common? Hey, check out this episode of The Outdoors to find out and see more cute little puppies. Well, hello. So for this episode of The Outdoors, we're actually indoors today. And I thought I'd bring you in here to kind of show you all of the puppies that we've recently had. So this is a litter of Labrador Retriever puppies. Oh man, let me tell you something. This is fun when you can come over here and play with puppies during the day, or really day, night, just any time. So these little guys here are going to be going on to be great family companions, and a lot of them will go on to be great hunting companions. And so, I don't know, I thought I'd talk a little bit about the puppy stage. And because who doesn't want to see a puppy, right? I mean, who doesn't want to, who's not interested in playing with a puppy? So anyway, we're kind of at an interesting stage of the game right now. I'm going to try to pick this little fella up and not disturb his brothers and his sisters. But look at this little guy, man, he is a chunk. So they just turned 3 weeks old 2 days ago. No, I'm sorry, they just turned 3 weeks old yesterday. So we're at a very pivotal point in their little lives, because for the first 2 to 3 weeks, the first couple of weeks for sure, once they're born, oh, he's got a yawn. First couple of weeks after they're born, oh, what a big yawn. Yeah, I love that puppy breath too. But anyway, the first couple of weeks when they're born, you know, they can't see or hear anything because their eyes are shut and their ears are shut. And as you get closer to 2 weeks old, between 2 weeks and 3 weeks old, their eyes start opening. So their eyes have just opened up this past week. His is still closed because he's sleepy. But he's just now starting to look around and see things. Not real clearly just yet. Man, oh, he's so tired. Yeah. And so now his ears are starting. He's starting to get his hearing. So around 3 weeks old is when they start getting their hearing. So a couple interesting facts. You know, if you have pets at home, at your house, he's got the hiccups. I guess that means he's growing. But anyway, if you've got pets at your house and you're looking for toys, you know, man, all of our dogs have just a ton of toys and things around. You might want to look for colors such as blue and yellow. Because, you know, a lot of, you kind of hear, I've heard before that dogs are colorblind. Well, not necessarily so. So dogs have dichromatic perception, visual perception. And what that means is they see colors in like blue and yellow. So if you have a red toy, it's going to look more yellow to them than what we see as red. Because as people, we have trichromatic perception, vision perception. And so we see green, red, and blue. I'll get my colors mixed up there, but green, red, and blue. So we have a little bit better color perception than they do. And why is that important? Well, if you're working a dog, like if you're going to train your hunting dog and everything, you might want to use a bumper or something that's white, that stands out like that. Or, you know, if you're going to any type of fetch or any kind of command like that, you know, blue or white, and like to pick you out. If you're out there and you're working with them and maybe you're in some cover, maybe wear a color that doesn't necessarily blend into the background. You know, if you've got on something that's red and it's going to kind of look a little yellow and you're kind of covered up in maybe some fall foliage or some tall sage grass and everything, you know, you're going to kind of blend in with them. So you just kind of keep that in mind. And so, yeah, they're getting their hearing and they're getting their eyesight all, yes, you can see me. And it's so funny because when they first start getting their eyesight, and they start being able to see you move around, and they kind of just wobble around and look around because they can't see real good just yet. But now that they've got their hearing in, and I'm telling you, these little dudes develop so fast. In another week, they'll be kind of running and tussling. They're already kind of tussling with their little brothers and sisters. But this little guy here, he's going to be a dude. And I tell you what, it is hard to have a bad day when you start the day off playing with a pile of puppies. You know, it really is neat to see the growth and change that happens once their ears and their eyes open. You know, they're seeking out new things and exploring their surroundings. You know, and even a new sound makes them jump up and take notice, and they want to know more about what it is. And this got me to thinking about Jesus' statement in Matthew 13 and 9, where he says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." You know, having ears is one thing, but to have ears to hear, now that's a whole other ball game, isn't it? Yeah, listening to seek understanding is different than just hearing something, isn't it? Uh-oh, little fella, he's coming around here. When Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear," it was a call for people to pay attention. Jesus, you know, he often spoke in parables, didn't he? But he wasn't just telling a story. He was telling a story with a meaning behind it. Something deeper. Something life-changing. You know, John 3:16 is one of the most clear presentations of the gospel in Scripture. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have" what? "Everlasting life." Did you hear that? God loves us so much so that he sent his only Son to be the sacrifice for us. Why? Because our sins, the things that go against God, they've earned us death. Our sins must be paid for. And Jesus, the perfect sinless Lamb of God, chose to give his life for ours. Because of Christ's death on the cross, we can be saved if we will just believe in him. If we will believe the truth about him, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that there is no other way to heaven or to the Father except through Jesus, and then we will be saved. You know, the message of Jesus has been proclaimed. He that has ears to hear, what? Let him hear. If you've heard the message of Jesus today and you want to know more about what it means to follow him, hey, go to follow.lifeword.org. Let us show you what a real relationship with Christ looks like. And just like these little puppies, you'll be amazed at the growth and change that takes place. This life is always an adventure around here. You can check out more videos like these on Facebook and YouTube. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out there in the great outdoors, or maybe in here with these little guys when they get a little bit older.